You want to?
Wait, what's going on?
I don't know.
All right, the show is over. Mona's show is over. Bucci has just begun.
No, don't buy that. No, 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 stop, stop.
I don't think the groaning was necessary.
Last time on Bucci.
Puppuccino. Ooh. Puppuccino. So what do? We don't buy stuff.
What's the box?
God.
God. There it is. It's open. Funny you should mention beatniks, because I found some beatnik records. Danny Roman and the Rockatones.
Okay.
You're a Square by the Tramps. Pata Pata by Miriam Makeba. Oh, that doesn't even have a label on it. I don't even know what that is. Oh, that doesn't either.
Caramel delight. This cookie topped with caramel custard, coconut cream, topped with stripes,
a rectangle, almost a cube.
Oh, I gotta hear that white paper.
Oh, hey, my voice is done cooking.
Man, that sounds powerful.
Well, Jared, I don't know what to do with this.
Right, you gotta go.
July 15th, 1978. Oh, it smells musty. Dear Carol and Leo, we may see you before we leave for Europe. Then again, we may not get together until the autumn or even later. Sounds like they were swingers, if you're asking me.
Dear Bucci, please turn this fur into socks. I don't think so.
I've got some small tubes of Daniel Smith watercolor paint. I'll sketch the world around me.
Save big money.
Big money at Menards.
Right.
Vintage roller skates from the Fleetwood Roller Rink there over on 7231 West Archer and Summit.
We're not going to deny myself the pleasure of opening things. Period. Nothing.
And now, this week on Bucci.
Got this full body tracksuit. It's so ridiculous. Every pore is completely filled with sweat.
Bucci.
Bucci. Right, let's bring you down Depeche Mode. You're not the star of this show. Bucci is. Ooh. 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 Let me publish that. There we go. Hello, friends. It's just a regular old episode of Bucci. Let's crack a can, shall we? Crack a can of skin cream. Ah, this isn't for drinking, though. Not gonna drink any of this. It's for
topical
application, babe. It's just for my face. I'm gonna put some on my T-zone right now. Hold on. This is what it sounds like when I do that. Top of my forehead all the way down to my nose. And woo! That is smooth.
Smooth Bucci.
Kind of smells like yogurt. Yeah, people in the chat over there at WFMU.org. Where you can go to pledge. Know that Bucci has a few T-zones on his body. But the one from my forehead to the tip of my nose is the one that needs the most moisturizer, if you know what I mean. People out in the phone room are nodding. They know what I mean. Thank you, phone room! Wait! What's the phone room? What's this phone room you're talking about, Bucci? Come on, you should know this. It's the WFMU fundraiser marathon.
Pledge, 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 pledge.
Let's go.
Pledge, 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 pledge.
800-989-9368 to pledge. So yeah, it's a marathon. For 2 weeks every year, we reach out to you, the listeners, asking for help to keep this beautiful station, and by extension, Bucci, on the air. Yeah, we basically here, you know, we only ask once a year, but we really need your help.
Bucci needs you. Badly.
Okay. That's not exactly true. I don't need anybody. You know what? I'll tell you what else I need. I need some more of this moisturizer. I am bone dry, man. It's a stressful time for old Booch. Planning and worrying about this marathon has turned my face into it's rebelling. My face is like overcooked chicken breast. It's just like my skin is so mad at me for all this stress, planning and plotting and scheming and trying to figure out, like, what should I do? What should I do? Yeah. So let me rub a little bit more of this cream on my another T-zone. Not the same T-zone. It's the one that goes from my shoulder blades all the way down to my tramp stamp. Or as I prefer calling it, dorsal morsel. And you know what Bucci's dorsal morsel says.
Trust.
Bucci. Actually says trust Bucky, because the freaking tattoo artist screwed it up. I might actually drink some of this skin cream. Mmm. Oh, now the T-zone running from my stomach, from my throat down to my stomach is moisturized too. Anything could be a T-zone, baby! Anything! Is that a Bucci adage?
Bucci.
She is.
Adage.
He's an adage, man. And, of course, pledge, pledge, pledge is an adage as well.
Pledge, 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 pledge.
I'm not playing that whole thing. So we are taking your pledges at 800-989-9368 and online at WFMU.org. Donate. I'll be saying a lot of that sentence for the next hour. This is going to be a show, fun show today. But I got to say that those who wait all week to get a little bit of alone time with Bucci are screwed, I'm afraid, because this week I have a co-host who's going to help me raise money for the station. It's the host of the fantastic and popular show Feelings, my friend and your acquaintance, Michelle. Hey, how you doing, Michelle?
You are pumped, Bucci.
Michelle.
I think there's too many L's in that drop.
Yeah, just a couple.
Yeah. Sorry, Michelle. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm pumped, but you're real pumped in there, throwing around furniture.
Well, you know, it's the only way I have to, like, I just have to do it. It's an exciting time of year, isn't it, Michelle?
And these calls are just coming in already. People are loving and supporting your show here
on
listener-supported WFMU.
Oh, my God.
I begged to co-host with you for the, I think, second or third
year in a row. Third time we've been doing this, yeah.
Yeah, I understand if next year I can't be here because you're just too big for your britches.
Oh, yeah.
You don't need me no more.
Talking about britches.
Yeah.
You're way bigger than your britches.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, it's a compliment.
Wait, let's put a present up
already. Yeah, let's put a present. Yeah, let's
okay,
do it.
Okay, so we have a present that you are going to pay $20 or more to get in the running for.
Yeah.
It is the Darlene Lacey and Joe Lacey Musical Touch of Leonard Nimoy. Now,
yeah, it's a book.
What do I look like? Some kind of bookworm?
Yeah. Everyone's a bigger Star Trek fan than you, Michelle.
I like Star Trek Next Generation Pinball Machine.
The Pinball Machine, yeah. You like to be in control of the action. You don't like to sit passively and watch Star Trek.
No.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Leonard Nimoy had a fascinating and very odd music career. He would put out crazy covers of, like, I don't know, These Boots Are Made for Walking and I Walk the Line. And
this is interesting to me, actually.
Yeah, and so you should see the cover of this beautiful book.
It's really?
Full color. You're paying for all the colors on this book. Anyway, he would just sing these crazy songs. Didn't have a great voice, but he had a very varied and fascinating career in music, and that's what this book is all about.
All right, so that's going to be about 20 minutes. You're going to get in pledge on that. We can thank a few people already. Wow, this is coming in.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
Sean says, Mrs. Bucci is greater than Bucci, but I still love your show,
son
Bucci.
Of a, what?
She's trying to get her own show here, I heard.
Yeah, I know. Like, everyone's pushing her, too.
Just like, I'm sure you love that.
I do. I do love it. Look at my face. Look how much I love it.
I can tell.
Yeah.
It's like how much I love to share. And he isn't... Sean is in the run...
Sorry.
Is that me?
Yeah, it is.
From where?
I don't know. I forgot. You gave me... You were crying and I recorded it. I forgot how.
Oh, I forgot about that. You do make me cry, Bucci.
Yeah.
Wait, this person actually... Let's go right into it because he pledged $75 or more, which means he's in the running for your super grand prize.
Oh, my God.
So any pledge that comes in the next 50 minutes for $75 or more is in the running for the Steve McQueen... Small Axe Criterion Collection,
yes, Criterion.
Blu-ray DVD.
It's an anthology series. I must admit I haven't seen it, but I've seen Steve McQueen's other work. He did Hunger, and you know he's a very intense director who makes a lot of intense films. But this is supposed to be very good. It's an anthology series, and it's powerful stuff, Michelle.
Yeah, you like doing that today.
Well, look, I have to. It's like my exclamation points.
It consists of five films that tell distinct stories about the lives of West Indian immigrants in London from the 1960s to the 1980s.
Right, yes, that's true.
It looks really good.
It's really good. And it's a beautiful, I mean, it's Criterion. Can't go wrong with
can't
Criterion.
Can't go wrong.
I mean, you know, basically. But I, that's our grand prize. $75 or more will get you in the running for that. Baby. But guess what, Michelle? She's not paying attention.
Yeah, I had to tell the phone room something.
Oh, okay.
Guess
Sorry.
What? What?
So if supporting this station and this show, Bucci, isn't a good enough reason for you to pledge, we have something else for you to do. So every year we do this thing. It's called Dollars for Dialing. And people who call, you have to call the station at 800-989-9368 during this hour. And if you pledge $20 or more, you will be given the secret, super secret phone number to call, the on-air phone number to call on a very special topic that I'm going to be putting up today. That's pretty cool, right?
Very cool.
Very cool. So the topic for the day is a good one. I think it's going to be I think everyone's going to really sit up and take notice of this topic. It's two lies and a truth about your pet.
About your pet.
Or it can be two truths and a lie. Either way, it doesn't matter. What is true about your pet and what is not true about your pet. And Michelle, you and I are going to try to guess of what is fact and what is fiction.
I love doing that.
Yeah. I
call out all the liars in the group.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people love lying about their pets.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I think they just pour so much of themselves into it, they start ascribing all sorts of characteristics to them when actually, you know, they don't have any of those characteristics.
I mean, Pony's gifted.
Yeah. Do you want to do two truths and a lie about Pony? Or should we save that for later?
Let's save it for later.
Let's think about it.
I could only think of great things about her.
Well, they can be great and a lie, or great and the truth.
Let me give it some thought.
All right, you're going to give it some thought?
Yes.
All right, we have a caller, actually.
We do?
Yes, I hope.
Do we verify their name?
Yes.
Or
I'll,
do we just?
I'll verify their name.
Okay.
On the air. Oh, they just hung up.
Well, I have people to thank. Should I thank them?
Yeah, go
quick?
For it. Go for it.
All right. So thank you to Sarah calling in from Maplewood saying, putting some rainbow sprinkles on the top of my Swag for Life pledge just for Bucci. Jackie
thank
F.
Thank you.
Wow. Jackie F. in Brooklyn. Wait, is that your Miss Bucci?
No, that's not her. No.
I don't know her name. I feel bad. I just call her Mrs. Bucci.
Yeah, that's fine.
Anyway, well, someone gave you a really big pledge, so I thought it might be someone you were related to but I guess it's not.
No. I get all sorts of, from other married people.
An incredibly generous pledge says, hey, Bucci, I can't listen because I'm real busy, but try not to bother Michelle with one L.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for looking out,
thank
Jackie.
Thank you, Jackie.
Stephen P., a very generous pledge, getting the T-shirt, which is incredible. It's a watermelon color. There's been much debate.
Is that the color?
That's the color.
It's not salmon, right?
It's not salmon.
Right. It's a beautiful shirt. It's very, like,
mystic dream.
Yes, and soft, man.
It's
this
gorgeous.
You should see this shirt. It is so friggin' soft.
It's on the homepage if you want to go check
it
out. Anyway, Steven says, thank you, Bucci, from your favorite Instagram follower, The Library is on Fire.
Oh, hey, how you doing, Library is on Fire?
The Perrin family been so generous this entire time.
Oh,
and
yeah.
With my favorite Bucci quote ever.
What do they say?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, yes, that's true.
I say that to my boyfriend all the time. I'm like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it really doesn't.
I know. When I'm wearing the extra, extra large version of your shirt from last year.
Oh, wow. And that shirt goes all the way down.
I love that shirt.
Yeah. Any more people to thank?
Magenta in Astoria.
Hey, Magenta.
I've been listening since you were on at 3 a.m. and that kid got stuck in your soundboard. Love your show.
Thanks, Magenta.
Zach B.
Oh, yeah, this guy.
In West Lafayette, Indiana.
Yeah, I know who this is.
Who is he?
It's Zachary. He's a big fan of WFMU. You give the number out on the radio, he's gonna call in. Mm. He's a very good person, relatively speaking.
Perhaps he'll be calling then.
Yeah, most likely. It's probably him with the line flashing right now. I'm gonna take this call.
All right, do it.
Caller, you got Shabooch and Michelle.
Oh my gosh, I can't even believe it.
Yeah, who's this? Believe it, man.
This is Susan of the Perrin family.
Hey, Susan, how are you doing? Thank you for your...
I'm starstruck, and I really don't want to be on the radio, but she told me I had to call.
Oh, you just have to, Susan. Thank you first for your generous pledge. I absolutely appreciate it
and all that you do. You didn't get a generous portion of our pledge this week. This week we just try to do the whole Y3K pledge, and then next week get all the.
I got a good one from them.
Okay. Well, it's not a competition.
It all goes to the same place.
It's all going down the same hole. And that's right.
This is my thing. Is that it's like a bill that comes due once a year.
That's right. You are the Perrin family is my favorite family, which upsets my other family.
Must.
But what are you going to do? They've given me nothing.
That's insane.
Hey, Susan.
It doesn't matter. Don't worry. It doesn't matter.
It really doesn't. Hey, Susan, do you want to tell two truths and a lie about your pets? Or two lies and a truth? You have to tell us.
Yeah,
what are you going to...
We have a lot of different pets. Uh-huh. And so I'm just choosing one.
Okay, right? Go ahead for it.
Okay. We have a bunch of fish. We have a placosomus. Do you know what that is?
Yes, it's a algae eater.
Yes, it is.
It's a big... how big is your placostomus?
Okay, so that's part of it.
NSFW.
The placostomus is actually about, gosh, what do you say, over 3 inches? 4 inches, maybe?
Jesus Christ. Yeah, 4 inches. Oh, that's a good... They can get pretty big, so it's a placo. Yeah. So, all right, tell us about your placo.
That's a give you. That's a truth. So here's my three things about the placostomus.
Okay.
Okay. Their poops... are much longer than they are.
Okay.
That's one. The other one was it eats the eggs of another fish that we have.
Okay, long restroom breaks. Eats eggs. Yes, go ahead.
And then the third one is that it fully supports the... so-called administration of this nation.
So your contention is your placo might be pro-Trump.
Correct.
Okay. And is this two truths and a lie or two lies and a truth? We just need
two
to have the...
Two truths and a lie.
Two truths and a lie. Okay, so long breastroom breaks, eats eggs, or supports Trump.
Yes.
What are the... what's the lie? What do you think, Michelle? What do you think the lie is?
I'm just going to have to hope it's the lie is supports Trump.
Is that true? I think it's the long restroom breaks.
Oh, please. Have you ever seen a placosomus?
What? What are they? I thought they seem to be. Okay. All right. So I've seen placos in my life who have been very right-wing. So I guess you have a different kind of placo.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And so it's the long. I love placosomuses. They are some of the spiniest things out there.
It's definitely prehistoric.
It is. It's really cool. Folks, go check this out, Placos. But do it after you go to wfmu.org/donate.
Yes.
Yeah. Thanks, Susan. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Of course.
And yay, we love you all so much.
Oh, thank you. We all love you here.
Back on.
Okay, goodbye.
800-989-9368. Call and give us a pledge, and then you can talk to Bucci in the phone room about the topic, which is...
Two truths and a lie, or two lies and a truth, or we could even break it down. We could go two and a half truths and a half of a lie.
Yeah, let's complicate it more.
Yeah, let's get it even more complicated.
That's what we like to do here at FMU.
Or two, especially at this high-paced show
yes.
right now. Why don't we also, we can also do... Two truths, a lie, and a rumor about your pet. Like, ooh, what's a good rumor about you? I'm gonna ask about Pony before this hour is up, Michelle.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So, again, it's the fundraiser, and I'm so indebted to this station because I don't want to shock you, but this is the only station that would allow me on the radio. I was doing it previously. I was just doing the show walking down the street or in my closet. So I really appreciate WFMU. It's given so much to me. And we've done a lot of fantastic shows this year. What did we do this year? We skateboarded on the air. We raced horses, and I won a bunch of money off some kids.
You dealt with your hernia?
I did live on-air hernia surgery. I believe that's like only the fourth time that's happened in the world.
Something about your suntan?
Yeah, that's an ever-going thing I'm trying to... I remember one time I was on the cruise last year, and you called me pasty. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
That was the first and only thing you said to me on the cruise.
Well, I was busy.
Yeah. Well, that was a very... I said, hi, Michelle. She's like... She cursed, and then she said, you're pasty.
I said, you're looking extra pasty.
Yeah, extra pasty. Thank you for remembering. Caller, you got Bucci and Michelle.
Bucci, Michelle. Sorry, it's Zachary.
Jesus.
Hi,
all right,
Zachary.
This is the Zachary I was talking
okay.
about, Michelle. Hey, how are you doing, Zachary?
Hey, doing all right. Sorry to ruin your show, Bucci, but I had to call in.
Well, no, but thank you for your pledge. I really appreciate it. All jokes, some of the jokes, I appreciate it. Let's just end that sentence
oh, yeah.
right now.
Well, we appreciate you, Bucci.
Okay. All right, so, so what are you going to do? What's he going to do about your pet? Two truths and a lie, two lies and a truth, lie. What are you going to do?
We'll do two truths and a lie.
Okay, hit me, literally.
Okay, so our dog, George.
Okay, let's make this short.
When we rescued him from the pound.
Yep.
He threw up all over the kitchen from his nerves.
Threw up, yep.
Okay.
That's true.
Another time.
Don't jump the gun.
He ate an entire bag of dog food.
Ate.
He was able to pull it off the shelf.
Bag dog food.
May I ask how much your dog weighs?
Oh, that's a question. That's a good
yeah,
question.
Like 35, 40 okay. pounds. After that, it was a lot more, but.
Okay, what's the third thing?
The third thing, he's dead.
You just kind of, what? Okay, so.
The third thing is what? He's dead?
Yeah, he's dead.
Yeah.
I hate this topic.
Well, the flaw is in Zachary. It's not
right.
in the topic
True.
Itself.
True, fair.
So, all right. So he threw up after coming home from where? The movies?
The pound.
He ate a whole bag of dog food or he's passed away. I am going to say what was it? Two truths and a lie?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say the lie is... He is alive. I think that he is not dead. I think he's alive.
I think it's the dog food eating.
I really hope he's not dead because then we're opening wounds up. Go ahead, Zachary. What's the correct answer?
Well, he's dead. And yeah, he did throw up.
That is not appropriate.
That wasn't right.
Okay.
Well, we don't have any more pets, Bucci and Michelle. What am I supposed to do?
It's really sad.
Well, I don't know. If there was only some way to get a new pet. Just maybe the pound is out there. There's all sorts of pound puppies out there.
All sorts. We got the ashes. The ashes are in the death hutch. Does that count?
I don't know what that sentence means.
Is this a little dark for Bucci?
All right.
Bucci.
Well, we either go way darker or we have to pull back on the darkness. Thank you very much, Zachary. You know
hey.
I appreciate you.
Ooh, yeah, the phones
cheers,
are
Bucci.
Ringing.
Cheers, Michelle.
Yeah, goodbye.
Cheers.
He's gone.
People have about 5 minutes to get in the running for the Darlene Lacey and Joe Lacey musical Touch of Leonard Nimoy.
Yeah.
$20 or more will get you learning for that. 800-989-9368 or WFMU.org/pledge. We also have a grand prize of $75, but Bucci really wants to talk right
now. No, it's fine. I'm going to play very quickly. I'm going to play a little snippet of Leonard Nimoy singing.
Oh, okay.
So
awesome.
I just want to do that. Where the heck is it? Michelle, talk.
We are raising money here for WFMU. It is a freeform listener-supported freeform radio station.
That's right.
There is not a place like this in the world. You can see why. But we really need to keep it going.
It's like a jab at me.
We're creative. We need our freedom of expression. We like to do whatever we want. And I know Bucci makes you smile. And now that he's on Friday Night Drive Time, the whole world is his oyster.
That's right. Don't get sick. Make sure those oysters are fresh. All right, here we go. This is Michelle. This is for you.
I'm excited.
This is what he sounds like. This is one of his... I think this song was actually on Star Trek, the original series. Okay, it's Leonard Nimoy. Let's do it.
Take care, young ladies, and value your wine. Be watchful of young men in their velvet prime. Deeply they'll swallow from your finest kegs, then swiftly be gone, leaving bitter dregs. Bitter dregs.
All right, that's enough of that. So that was...
Never enough. I love it. Can I win it?
Yes. No, wait.
No,
I'm getting a note that says no, actually. So that's his nice voice, right? You know...
Gorgeous.
Yeah, gorgeous voice. He's singing... I don't know exactly what the topic of that song is. But so that is one of our prizes, Michelle.
Sorry, you got an incredibly generous pledge, and I can't keep my eyes off this number.
Dios mío.
Thank you, Sarah in Montclair. She said she started listening a few weeks ago, and the show is on Tuesdays during the weekly drive I took. After the drive stopped, I kept tuning into Bucci every week and never stopped. And thank gosh for the WFMU archive, so I've been able to listen to episodes I missed before discovering the show.
Oh, man.
Is this person related to you?
Why do you think everyone who pledges is related to me? I can't help but find an insult in there somewhere.
Wow, another big giant pledge from Jessa.
Oh my God, Jessa!
This pledge is from Hank and Zelda in Rhode Island with your second favorite cats.
Okay. Oh, Hank and Zelda. Yes, I do like Hank and Zelda. Thank you, Jessa!
Going good over here.
Yeah, it's going really good. We got a call. I'm going to put another call on the air.
All right, and then we're going to draw for the prize.
Let's do it. All right, caller, you got Bucci. And Michelle.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is JR.
Oh, hey, JR. Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. You just heard my dog.
I did.
His dogs aren't dead.
No, your dog isn't.
My dogs are not dead. They're very much alive.
Thank God. Because if there's going to be like a whole hour of people saying they have dead dogs.
Bucci, I don't even
really
want to go there.
Bum
Let's
everybody
not talk
out.
About it.
All right, what do you got, JR? I wrote it down, JR.
Okay, two truths and a lie.
Two truths and a lie.
My dog was in the talk of the town in the New Yorker.
Okay.
My dog is searchable on BFA.com, which is a website, event-based website. You go to openings, restaurant openings. And my dog was on the cover of Modern Dog.
Two truths and a lie, you said.
That's correct.
So the dog is searchable on which website?
BFA.com.
Bachelor of Fine Arts. Talk of the Town. And is, what's the third one, JR?
On the cover of Modern Dog.
Cover of Modern Dog. Michelle, what do you think? Cover? This is a very fancy dog.
Modern Dog, isn't that like fake thing where it's like American Girl and anyone can be on the cover?
Right, it's business to business, sort of like, well, I don't know, JR, is this a real magazine, a Modern Dog?
I mean, am I supposed to give you clues?
No, no clues.
Okay, tell me again. So, Modern Dog.
It's in the talk of the town.
Modern Dog is in the talk of the town in the New Yorker and is searchable on BFA.com.
What's BFA.com?
BFA.com is you go to a movie premiere, you go to an art opening, you go to a restaurant opening, and there are event photographers that take your picture. Usually if you're of some, you know, notoriety, you get to be searched on there.
Are you
give your
blind?
Name to the photographer,
and
you can go to BFA.com and type in Cher and see all the events she's been at the last week.
So
I
is
think
your
that
dog like
true.
An emotionally support dog?
Is this another clue?
Oh, see, no. It might be an emotionally support.
Maybe
this guy's
not.
You're blind, and...
I am not blind.
Okay.
I think... all right. I think BFA is correct. I'm going to say Talk of the Town is not correct, because that would be very impressive. What do you think?
I'm going to agree with you, Bucci.
You're going to say Talk of the Town. So, JR, is that the right answer?
No, he has not been on the cover of Modern Dog, but he has been written about in the New Yorker and Talk of the Town.
What?
And is searchable on BFA.com.
That's amazing.
His name is French Fry, if you want to go to BFA.com and search him.
French Fry. And what did they say about French Fry in the talk of the town?
Well, we were at an art event, and we were purchasing a painting of a cat for our cat, Banana.
Yeah.
And so they talked to us about our artwork that we were buying.
That's awesome. Well, thank you for and then tell another lie about your dog, about French fries.
Another lie?
Just tell a lie, quick lie.
Gosh, another lie.
Picking up.
Well, I don't know. He's 17.
Okay, that's great. And the truth would be he loves Bucci, right?
He loves Bucci, and he's going to be 5 in May, and we're going to have a show about him in New York City called French Fries Fifth.
Oh, I can't.
I'm curating an art show.
You must send me an invitation. Thank you, JR. Thank you, JR. Bye.
That's JR or RJ?
What did I say? JR. I keep confusing.
Well, some guy named RJ says he wants to talk to you.
Oh, that's a different person.
Okay. All right. And then you've got Chris D, who says, thanks for all the hernia status updates. You are a true hernia hero.
Yeah, thank you. A lot of people have contacted me and said that I've really helped them through a difficult time that they've been having inside their body. And it just makes me happy to know about that, I guess.
Larry in Brooklyn says, because Bucci said, play it safe because of... What? You're hitting a homer? I don't know what this guy's talking about.
I have some of the most lucid callers you've ever seen. Is it?
These people are crazier than Shut Up Weirdo callers.
What are they saying? What are they
because
saying?
Because Bucci said play it safe because of ad after 1960's World Series, you're hitting a homer.
Bucci.
That is a Bucci
adage.
Thank you so much, individual. What's that person's name?
Larry L.
Hey, Larry. Thank you very much.
And Brendan calling in from Montclair, giving you a nice T-shirt size plush.
Thank you, Brendan. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
I want to give away this Leonard Nimoy
situation.
Let's do it. All right. The Leonard Nimoy goes to Jackie F. in Brooklyn.
Thank you so much, Jackie F. I really appreciate it. And I hope you enjoy that book about Leonard Nimoy. Sounds like you probably do. All right, so we're taking pledges at 800-989-9368. If you pledge $20 or more, you get the phone for the studio, and you could talk to me and Michelle about the topic, which is two truths and a lie about your pet. And here's a call right now. Caller, you got your Booch.
Hello, Booch. You got your Brendan.
Yeah, hey, Brendan. Oh, it's Brendan. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm great, man. How are you?
Yeah, great. I am great, too. Brendan, you want to play two truths and a lie, two lies and a truth, a lie, a truth? What do you want to do?
Two truths, one lie, not necessarily in that order. It could be in that order, but it might not be.
No, it shouldn't be in that order because that gives it away. So it's two truths
but
and a lie.
It could be.
Yeah, it could be. All right, Brendan, what's your two truths?
You don't get to tell me what order I get to put them in.
All right. You pledge, so I must listen. So go ahead. Two truths and a lie about your animal.
Fact or candor number one, the dog can scale an 8-foot fence and get out of my yard anytime it wants to.
Scale fence, got it.
Has killed a deer.
Killed.
Taken out and killed a deer, murdered it.
Yeah.
And broken through the electric fence around my yard.
So it's about two things. There's two fence-related things. Broke through your fence or scaled your fence. I think it's one of those two things.
Well, if you had an electric fence, why would you need a real fence?
Front in the backyard.
Oh, electric fence isn't a real fence. Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
What kind of dog is it?
It's a mutt, you know, but like husky, Australian dog. Cattle dog mix.
What do you think, Michelle?
I think it. Well,
scale
if the
fence.
Electric fence is working, he shouldn't be able to scale the fence. So
right.
That's where in my confusion
But it's
lies.
A different fence, though, right? Isn't it the electric fence is at one part of his property, which sounds very massive, and then the real fence is at another part of the property. Do I have that right, Brendan?
You got it.
Okay.
I think he's lying.
We got it? He's lying about that?
I think he's lying. I think he's lying about something.
All right, so I think he didn't kill a deer. What do you think? Do you think I'm right?
No.
Okay, so what do you say?
I think scale he can scale a fence.
Okay, so the lie would be he broke through an electric fence.
Which could be true.
This is a very complicated
one. This one is hard.
All right, Brendan, did we get it right? Or one of us get it right?
You did.
Which one?
I don't actually know what you guessed. But I'm sure.
I guessed he killed a deer, and Michelle guessed broke.
No, I think actually Michelle got it right. He actually hasn't tried to break through the. I haven't even put the fence up.
Michelle.
He's gonna go right through it. I know he will.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brendan. Well, that was an intro. We learned a little bit about your dog, which is named
Bader.
Bader.
Like Bader Ginsburg.
Possibly.
All right. Thanks, Brendan. Appreciate it.
Listen, we have another prize to put up.
Yeah.
We have a Darlene Love Live 1982 DVD. The donor is Liberation Hall. Thank you so much for this donation.
Yeah.
$20 or more will get you in the running for this. I must admit, I do not know what this is, Bucci.
Well, you know, Darlene Love from the Crystals. You show the boy I love. Like that.
Okay, wait, keep going. I didn't catch that.
It just does that. It's one of the most avant-garde Crystal songs you've ever heard.
Noted.
Yes, noted. So that is a DVD. So 1982, in the 80s, Darlene Love, the great Darlene Love, was working as a maid in Los Angeles. She had to go and get a job because things were so tough. And I'm sure Phil Spector screwed her out of all sorts of money. But then she launched a comeback, and 82 was kind of like the point where her comeback really started to come around, and it's a whole video about that. It's a DVD, and she's really cool.
That sounds really cool.
Yeah, I'm going to play a very short bit of it, and then we'll catch up, just so you can know, so I can prove to you that this is a real thing. All right, here we go. Darlene Love. That was a little bit, just a taste of Darlene Love singing He's Sure the Boy I Love from the DVD, the live concert DVD, Live 1982. Yours, well, not yours. You're in the running for a prize of $20 or more.
And we have a few people to thank.
Let's do it.
May I also say that if you pledge $75 or more, you are in the running for the grand prize, which is the Steve McQueen Small Axe Criterion Blu-ray box set.
My God.
And you would be able to choose Bucci's premium this year if he ever finishes it.
Yes. Well, there
was talk about it for a minute.
There was a little bit of a mistake at the my house where I was accidentally not doing it, and then I did it. But it's going to be really great. I'm 99% finished with it, and I'm very sorry for not getting to you on time, Michelle. I will do that.
So and I will make your life a living hell.
And it's called 24 Hours with a Friend, Bucci.
B-b-b-b-Bucci.
There you go. Thank you very much. Oh, Jesus. And what it is, it's 24 hours with me. It's not 24 hours long. People keep asking me that.
Yeah, it is a little bit confusing.
It's not. Well, look, it's the best of from a whole day. And it's but it is 24 tracks. And every track an hour, and you get to learn. Every track is the length of the tracks isn't enough. Look, I'm gonna
make it more complicated.
No, it's very simple. It's a glimpse into the life of me when I'm away from this station. And what do you want? You're always been drooling and salivating. What is Bucci doing? I wonder what Bucci's doing now. Let's see what Bucci's doing. Let's see what Bucci's doing. But now you'll know. $75 pledge will get you 24 hours with a friend, Bucci. If 1 hour is not enough. Here's 24.
You have some friends that are checking in here in the phone room. Henry in Frackville giving a very nice pledge,
hey,
getting in the running.
Thank you very much, Henry. In Frackville.
Yeah. Judy in Cranston, Rhode Island says, I'm loving this topic and never miss your show.
Oh, thank you, Judy.
That's lovely.
That was my mother, actually.
Oh.
I don't know why you're laughing.
I don't know either. My mother doesn't even.
She doesn't listen?
I don't know. One time she listened and she said, I am very concerned.
Yeah.
I need to have a talk to you about this because I'm very concerned. And if you think these things are funny that you're speaking about, we have a big problem. Jesus. And we raised you better than this, didn't we, Michelle?
That is a hard thing. You know, my mother-in-law, she doesn't listen to my show either. But what she does is she sets an alarm to make sure to turn off the radio and also to make sure she prays for me. She's like, I hope he has a good show, but I don't want to listen to it.
That's sweet, though. At least she prays for you.
Yeah.
And we have someone really smart here. Anne says, this would be great if Mrs. Bucci were here.
What is the pony? What dogs are agreeing with that as well? Well, she's here in spirit. She's always sitting on my shoulder, like poking at my ear with a sharp pencil. Yeah, so thank you so much. I appreciate it. Oh, we got a call. Calling Bucci and Michelle.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Who's this?
Henry.
Oh, hey, Henry. How are you?
Good.
Did you pledge $20?
Yes, I did pledge.
Okay, great.
Henry K., right?
Yeah.
Okay, yep. Henry K., thank you. Henry K. was one of the children that I got money off of this year. I won some money off you, didn't I, Henry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I pledged to you.
What's that?
I pledged to you. You're one of my favorite, like, WFMU people.
Thank you
so
much.
That's really sweet.
That's really nice, Henry. I really appreciate it, and capital I, capital T. And Henry, do you want to do two truths and a lie, two lies and a truth? Lie about your dog or animal?
I have a cat.
Okay, great. One of the best things to own. Go ahead, Henry. Two truths. What are you going to do? What's the format?
Two lies and a truth.
Two lies and a truth. I like that. All right, go for it.
So, the first one is my cat jumped over this big valley and he made it to the other side, but he almost slipped.
Cat jumped over what?
A valley.
Jumped over a whole valley. Okay. Cat jumped over a valley.
It's kind of like a tiny valley.
One of the smallest valleys in the tri-state area, I'm sure. All right. So, okay. Cat jumped over a valley. What's the next one?
My cat.
Yes.
Tore up the couch.
Tore up the couch, yep, okay. And one more.
And my cat stepped in baby bell wax and got it melted on his paw.
Stepped on what?
Baby bell wax.
I don't know what that is.
Well, there's a cheese called baby bells.
Oh, love those.
Baby bell, so yes.
They're in red wax.
Yes, yes. I eat the wax and throw away the cheese.
You blew his mind.
So we have stepped in a baby bell, jumped over a whole friggin' valley, and tore the couch up. I'm going to guess that the jumped over a valley is the... Wait, it's two lies and a truth, right? So I'm going to say tore up the couch is the truth.
You're wrong.
Okay, Michelle.
Eating the baby bell is the truth.
Yeah.
That's the truth. I'd like to see this valley. I feel like you don't... what is this valley? How wide is this valley?
Wasn't that the lie?
No, that's true. Look, it's hard to see if... Henry, thank you so much for playing Two Lies and a Truth about your cat whose name is...
Dewey.
All right.
Seaweed.
Oh, seaweed.
No, okay. I don't know.
All right, thank you, Henry. I appreciate it, and I appreciate you.
We only have 15 more minutes.
Pledge.
800-989-9368. We're taking your pledges. $20 or more will get you in the running for the Darlene Love DVD, right? That's what's up, Michelle? And then, I got to hang up that phone. And you'll also, $20 or more will get you the on-air phone number. You can call and play on the topic, which is two truths and a lie, or two lies and a truth about your pet. Oh, someone just hung up.
Great.
Yeah. All right. Do we have anyone to thank?
We do. We have Gregory L. in Boston, Massachusetts, getting in the running for that Darlene Love DVD.
Cool. Thank you, Gregory.
And he hopefully... I don't know how the people online get the phone number, but maybe they just don't want to call.
I don't think they can, right? They have to call.
Yeah,
you
have
to
call.
You have to call.
And there are people waiting for your call. 800-989-9368. You can also pledge online at WFMU.org. You've got about 12 minutes left to support this show.
My goodness.
Works really hard on his show, And he's really just a positive spirit, and I have a lot of respect for you. I'm not lying.
Oh,
I really
thank you.
Love your show. I think it's nice that you can be funny without being, like, disgusting.
Yes.
Or, well, like, blue, or, like, sexual. Like, I just feel like there's a purity to your comedy that I really love.
Thank you very much.
It's true. I mean it.
And you, yes, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Because that means a lot coming from you, because you know I love your shows, all
Thanks.
Your shows. You know, you're the best, which
Thanks.
Is not a Bucci adage.
Why?
Huh?
Why isn't a Bucci adage?
Well, all right, fine, it is. This is very unorthodox, but I'll make it one.
Bucci adage.
Okay, so the adage is
I
like
that.
Michelle's shows. Let's call, take a call! Oh, my God. All right, dial tone, two truths and a lie. That dial tone paid $20 to do that. That's amazing.
Worth it, worth it.
Worth it, worth it. Yeah, so we're taking pledges. What other shows we did this year? What did we do? We sold windbreakers on street corners. We ate the fewest amount of hot dogs ever.
Oh.
The fewest amount of hot dogs ever not eaten on the air. So we didn't eat a whole lot of hot dogs on the air. We built Bucci's Community Garden and then watched it burn and turn into a dystopian nightmare. Like I said, hernia surgery. My wife and I, my recent and best wife, did a crossword puzzle on the air. That wasn't such a good show.
It wasn't?
No, it wasn't good. It was more like doing a crossword puzzle on the radio, kind of. It didn't quite work.
Yeah.
But they all can't be gems and diamonds. But I bet what is a diamond is this call. Call Igor Bucci and Michelle. People just throwing their money away.
I don't understand
away.
What's happening.
Well,
people are fools.
Yeah, don't call them fools. We're trying to...
Well, they already gave us the money, so it's okay.
Oh, yeah, they are fools then. Foolish people.
Bucci, 114 people have pledged to your show.
Okay, wow. Should we... let's in 10 minutes, what do you
right.
think we can get to?
125?
So 15.
120?
Yeah.
No, 125.
All right, let's try 125. 125 call pledges.
That's only 11 pledges.
11 more pledges. We can do that. And there's all sorts of great prizes. We got the Darlene Love. What are we going to give that? We're going to give that up in the next couple of minutes.
Yeah, we're going to give that a five of.
Five
Both
of.
Both of them at five of. So
both of them at five
to
of.
Start around then.
Bang, bang. And if you want to pledge $20, you can get the on-air phone number and you can play Two Truths and a Lie about your pet. You know, I know you're always wanting to lie about your pet, but now is the chance, and you can't be arrested for that. Stuff like your cat can. Let's do some lies. Cat can fit in a coffee cup. Cat wears little shoes. Cat hates the police. Which is the lie? My cat can't fit in a coffee cup. What else? What are my sheep? My sheep is woolly. My sheep bites. My sheep is a sheeple who believes anything you tell it. Call it Igabuchi.
Bucci.
Yeah, hey, who's this?
Crying out loud. Felt like I was, like, waiting on the line for, like, tickets for some pop band.
I love a call that begins with a lot of complaints. Jessa?
I expect some privilege. Mine?
I know who this
Zelda.
Is. This is Jessa.
Thank you, Zelda.
Jessa, what is a two...
Larwin.
Jessa, what are two truths or two lies and a truth about Hank and Zelda, your cats?
The two truths and a lie.
Yeah.
My cat figured out how to play a song on the music app on the computer and chose Sunny Side of Life, the Johnny Cash version.
How to play
Number one.
Music. Okay.
Played music on the computer with no prior tutelage.
Okay, don't say tutelage.
My cats both enjoy taking a shower.
Okay, like showers, okay?
That can't be true.
And,
some cats like water.
My cats are
Don't
both
look at, leave me that look. What's the third one?
They're bobtails.
Bobtail cats, okay. So this is two truths and a lie, right, Jessa?
Or is it... No.
Two is it, lies,
two's
and,
lies
a
and a truth?
Two lies and a truth.
Okay, so figure out how to play music off the computer. Likes... What was
Johnny
the second?
Johnny Cash.
Likes Johnny Cash. No, what's the second one?
They like showers.
Was,
showers. Like showers and our bobcats. Two lies and a truth. Bobtails. I'm going to guess that the truth is that they are bobtails.
I'm going to guess the truth is that they can play music on a computer.
Okay, Jessa, who's the...
You hate it when this happens.
What?
Michelle got it right and you got it wrong.
Wait a minute. This cat can play Johnny Cash off off the computer?
So my cat, Kenny and I were just, you know, in the kitchen enjoying dinner, and all of a sudden, from the study, do we hear the Johnny Cash version of Sunny Side of Life? And we're like, what's going on? We run into the study, and there's Hank.
Just snapping its little paw to the sound of Johnny Cash.
He's just standing at the keyboard, just looking so pleased.
Okay. Well, I'd be pleased if I was listening to Johnny Cash, too.
I believe it. She sounds like someone who would have gifted pets.
Yeah. Oh,
We can tell our own kind.
Oh, yes. You have a very... Oh, I have to ask you about Pony. All right. Thank you so much, Jess. I appreciate it and you. Do you want to do two truths and a lie?
I'll do them.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay. Pony loves going lake swimming.
Okay.
Pony had babies.
Lake swimming babies.
And Pony smelled so bad when we picked her up that I vomited, and then she vomited because she was so nervous.
Okay, and vomited nervously. And these are two truths and a lie, or two lies and a truth, or three lies?
I don't know anymore. Read them back to me.
Likes lake swimming.
Uh-huh.
I can't even read my own writing. Oh, had babies,
mm-hmm.
And threw up all over you, and then you threw up all over her.
Two lies and one might be true.
I'm going to guess the might be true is had babies, because who knows?
Yep.
Right. We don't know where...
The vet thinks she had babies.
Okay.
But
and
she did throw up when she got to my house, and I did gag because she did smell disgusting.
And loves lake swimming.
She hates lake swimming.
Okay. Michelle, it is 6:55. Do we want to give away one of these...
Yes.
I almost cursed. Prizes?
I want to thank...
Yes, let's thank.
I want to thank Ziggy.
Yeah, I know.
And thank you, Bucci, for taking all of our phone calls. It's cheaper than therapy. And Rian?
Okay.
Says nothing.
Do you think they're like another member of my family? You're like, well, this sounds like... your cousin.
No, I don't think so. I believe it.
Okay, great. Thank you very much,
wow.
Renan. Is it Renan?
It's R-H-I-A-N-N. Ryan? Ryan.
Ryan, yeah, like an Irish Ryan.
Ryan, yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, my God.
What?
You had a giant pledge.
Say what?
Do you have a relative named Michael in Buffalo?
Stop saying I have relatives. Look, I am alone in this world. You know, my family has floated free of me. Whoa, thank you so much. What's his name?
Michael Buffalo gave you a Secret Society Plus pledge.
Jesus Christ.
Love your show. Always a good laugh. Bucci.
Thank you so much.
May WFMU live long and prosper.
Absolutely.
Breaking it down in a swag for life, which is the best way to help the station with monthly installments. This is an incredibly generous pledge.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much,
Michael.
We really do.
Clap! The phone room is just crossed. They don't want to clap, but let's clap. Let's clap. Yes, so we have all sorts of ways to support the show. You can support me. You can support Billy Jam, who's next. There's stuff at Monty Hall that's coming up. People Like Us is going to be putting on a show next Thursday. It's called Library of Babel. It sounds really interesting. I'm going to go to that. All sorts of, the dog. We're going to do a puppy bowl on Sunday.
Pony's going to win the puppy bowl.
Pony's in the puppy bowl. I am going to be the least corrupt referee that you've ever seen. It's going to be fantastic. And all sorts of other ways. Let's give away this Darlene Love.
All right, the Darlene Love goes to...
She saw the boy I love.
Judy in Cranston, Rhode Island.
That's my mother. She can't get that.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
She also has a hate of Darlene Love.
Dang it. Okay, Michael H.
All right, Michael H., thank you so much.
He gets the Darlene Love. And the...
I can't stop clapping.
Yeah, you can't.
I can't stop clapping.
All right, hold on. Talk for a minute. Let me write something down.
Yes. Oh, wait, let me call. Caller, you got Bucci real fast. Caller.
Real fast.
Yeah, who's this?
This is Annie.
Hey, Annie. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm all right.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Hi. Annie is a great caller to the show. I feel like I've won you over. When you first started calling, you weren't so sure about Bucci, but now you're incredibly sure about Bucci. Isn't that true?
I really like Mrs. Bucci.
Okay. We have to let's just move on and do two truths and a lie about your pet.
All right. All
or
right.
Two lies and
so
a truth.
So George loves tennis balls.
This is two truths and a lie?
Yes.
Okay, George loves tennis balls.
Okay, he's mayor of our local dog park.
Mayor of the dog park.
And he has never ripped his pig Stuffy.
Never ripped this pig. And it's two truths and a lie. Two truths, loves yes. ball sports? What did I just write?
Tennis balls.
Tennis balls. I'm going to say is the mayor of your dog park is the lie.
I think that's true. Yeah.
Oh, guess
That's
who just
lie.
Lost?
My God.
Thank you so much, Annie. I appreciate it. All right, Michelle, we got to give away some of these I almost cursed prizes. Let's
the grand prize. We gave away everything else. So the grand prize, which is the Steve McQueen DVD Blu-ray situation.
Criterion.
Goes to RJ in Middlefield, Massachusetts.
Hey, RJ, congratulations. I hope you really like an intense anthology series.
Oh, wait, I have something important.
What?
Thank you to everyone here in the phone room who was helping.
Thank you.
Elena, Ben, Eric, Nicholas, Candy Haversack, Kate. Thank you to Tom and Julia who made an awesome dinner. And if they didn't make that carrot cake, I might cry.
Oh, my gosh.
And what do we got coming up next?
We have Billy Jam put the needle on the record. He's coming up right now. You've been listening to WFMU, East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, and online all the time at WFMU.org. Keep pledging. Who listens to Bucci? Thank you, Michelle. Thank you.
You Ducci.
You Ducci. You Ducci. You Ducci.
Yeah.